Okay, this is Thought Bomb Radio. We're back with Chris Gorman, and we're going to go over his plans on going in on Monday and the refusal to go back on the airplane. So, Chris, when you go in, now you were just talking about the oath you took. What does that have to do with why you're refusing service?
Well, we took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States when we joined the military. And that's what people expect to do, and to protect their nation. And we're not doing that. I'm not doing that. Nobody's doing that over there. We're not upholding our Constitution. Heck, as far as I can tell, we're not even under the Geneva Rights, the Geneva Code, over there, from what I understand. And, you know, what is right about that? What is legal about it? Absolutely, to me, nothing at all. I mean, that just goes, my religious belief comes first, and God always comes first. I don't want to, you know, sidetrack from that. I mean, that's my main purpose. But while I'm fighting for that, I'm also seeing that, you know, all these, a lot of other soldiers are like, well, you know, we're fighting for our freedom, or we're fighting for the freedom of Iraqi people, we're fighting for freedoms of this and that, and to keep our nation safe. And people come up to me and say, you know, thank you for keeping our nation safe, and so on and so forth. Well, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. That's what they want people to think. But that's just, to me, a cover story.
Well, from... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, as I was going to say, as far as Monday is concerned, you know, I'm going to go in there and tell them to discharge me, like they said they were going to do.
And, you know, that's all you're actually looking for. And, it, you know, in my opinion, one less guy is not going to make a difference in this war with all the people being deployed. But, you know, do you feel that because of your outspokenness that you've kind of been harassed more than someone else that would have kept their mouth shut?
Oh, definitely, because even when I came down to going on leave, they didn't want to send me home on leave because they thought I was going to go AWOL. They thought that, you know, that they just thought that I would never be heard from again. And, you know, and I'm like, if I wanted to go AWOL, I wouldn't have come out here in the first place. You know, I mean, from the very beginning, I tried to do this legally and to do everything by their book and go by their standards and what they say to do, and I've done that. And I thought I'd done that very well. I've been very patient. But now, that you know, it's like they keep pushing me and pushing my beliefs, and that's where I have to draw the line. And not only my suffering, but my family is suffering as well.
Yeah, because you do have children. How many children do you have?
I have three children.
And, you know, you seem to be a very dedicated father, and I want to stress this for people. You did have the opportunity before you deployed that you could have gone AWOL quite a few times probably before that. Is that correct?
That's right. I could have not showed up, have shown up on the day we left. But I wasn't. I'm not going to do that to my family. I'm not going to put myself into that position to go AWOL, especially when I have been told by a lot of legal consultation that I fit the criteria for a CO objector, a conscientious objector, but the Army just doesn't want to approve that for me.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, it's a very hard thing to actually get them to give you, but I've seen several other people that qualified. Now, you've been told by quite a few legal experts that they have no reason to deny you. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And they did deny you up at the Pentagon level. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So it's been all the way to the Pentagon and rejected in the face of... Now, in that category, it's basically you declaring your beliefs that make the statement. Is that correct?
My beliefs, my statements, along with statements from friends, family. I had testimonies from coworkers, the ones I've asked. I mean, not, it's not only my testimony or my my statement, but it's statements that I've compiled from many others. I mean, I have a retired lieutenant colonel that I know that, you know, gave me his recommendation and, you know, told me, you know, said in his letter that I was sincere about my beliefs and that, you know, I always have been. And, you know, if they don't want to look at that, they won't even look at a retired lieutenant colonel's recommendation. And, you know, and why they said if it wasn't, if I would have filed sooner, if I would have filed for this as soon as we got back from the last appointment, it would have gotten approved. But the only reason that it didn't get approved was because we were in wartime, because we were getting deployed. And why does that change the regulation? It shouldn't. It doesn't.
It, as far as I know, it is a legal statute in the UCMJ that it's grounds for discharge and or deployment to a non-combat area, and they do not force you to carry arms. I mean, that's the whole principle of being the objector in the paperwork. And, you know, it seems like they've basically decided that you are not religious enough for this paperwork to go through, it seems like. Or am I kind of wrong on that?
No, that's what they're saying. They're saying that I'm not sincere enough for them in my beliefs.
So you're not Christian or godlike enough for the military to accept the fact that you're opposing this based upon religious practices. It's, boy, that's a...
Well, that's what they say, but I mean, I had my platoon leader, which was a first lieutenant, tell me that I should go over there and I should be the first one to die because I am a Christian and because I'm going to go to heaven.
Now, have you been actually harassed or given a lot of grief by one of the chaplains, if I'm correct? Did that actually happen?
I haven't been given a lot of grief. You know, they haven't said, at least to my face, anything bad about me. They question my sincerity about what I believe in. And they can't figure out why I believe that way and how I can think that this is an unjust war. I mean, I've never been, you know, cursed that to my face anyways. But they obviously don't support what I'm, you know, what I'm saying and what I'm doing, and they kind of tell me that I'm lying and so on and so forth, but I haven't lied. I've been telling the truth, and I've been telling, you know, some people tell me that it's very one-sided. Well, I'm telling what I know. I can't. I've been trying to get answers, you know, from my command, as far as some things are concerned, as far as answers to my packets and so on and so forth, and reasons why it was denied, and I can't do that. So the only thing I can tell is what's happened to me and the fact that they don't want to give me direct reasons why I'm being denied my status or, you know, anything along those lines. It's just they don't want to help me out, which I can't expect them to want to. But, you know, just let me chapter me out and let me take care of my family and believe and worship God the way that God instructed me to.
Now, this whole experience, has it kind of made you lose faith in the American value system or what we actually are stating as our goal and, you know, for us and the world?
Well, I consider myself a patriotic person. I consider, you know, I love my country. I just, you know, the things that as I've gotten more in depth into what I'm doing, you know, trying to get out of the military, I've just come to realize on how unfair and how almost corrupt that some people make this country. And it's really hard for me to believe, and or it was hard for me to believe at first, but as I see more and I get more proof and, you know, see everything that's out there, I don't doubt it anymore, and I see that, you know, people have their own agendas, but a lot of people that are in power, and in charge, that run this country have their own agendas, and it's not for the benefit of the American.
Okay,
that's
now.
That's not what we stand for, and that's not what I joined the military to protect.
So basically, we're going to wrap this up. You're going to go in on Monday, and we'll follow up this story. I intend to get some major press coverage on this, and we'll follow you through this. Hopefully, we'll get an update on Monday with what happens. If anything happens with this, I'll have a breaking news coverage of it. And if you want to check out the whole case and a lot of facts behind it, it's www.soldiersrights.com. There's a way you can contact Christopher Gorman and get information. I will post that address in the printed version of this article, and we'll have an oversheet fact of what a CO is and everything attached to this for educational and awareness. And is there anything you'd like to say to anybody out there, Chris?
Well, I'd like to just add to that. It's not only a good place to, for soldiers to go, but it's also a good place for spouses and family members to go that aren't sure what to do and how to deal with what they're going through. I would encourage, spouses to look at that as well, as along with people that are in the military.
Oh, absolutely, because I know that your wife, Heather, has been in contact with other spouses and other people, and the whole site is intended as a message and as support in my mind for a lot of people who don't know where else to go.
Right, and that's what it's intended for. It is to help.
All right, folks, you've heard Chris Gorman tell you in his own words what's going on, and there are quite a few other soldiers, I'm sure, that are conflicted that don't know or don't want to go through this process, and they're scared. If anybody's sitting out there, I know there's a lot of deployments coming up. Anybody that has any questions can go to www.girights.com, and there's a number there. Anybody can call it. It's a legal call, and it's just about what you can do. And my email address is coalitionforfreethoughtandmedia@yahoo.com. I'll welcome anybody to contact me, and I can give you information as well. And Chris, is there anything you'd like to say to anybody out there, just a message to the people listening?
Just have faith in God and what you do, and he'll get you through anything that you have trouble dealing with.
Yeah, because you believe that if it hadn't been for God, you wouldn't be safe right now, and I've heard it come through with you that it's keeping you going right now. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, I can just
my faith in God and the support I have for my family.
Well, I can just let everybody know that Chris Gorman probably needs a lot of support right now, and keep him in your prayers, and we'll keep you updated on what's going on with this case, as well as anything else that occurs on the conscientious objector side. There's also a Lieutenant Aaron Watada who has refused to deploy to Iraq because of the illegality, in his own words, the illegality of the occupation. So Christopher Gorman is not the only one. There are many others out there that, as far as I know, have not been granted their rights to oppose this. And Chris, you can speak for that yourself. I mean, we have an example here. For anybody else that's scared, it's not going to go away unless you say something about it. So this has been Thought Bomb Radio, and like I said, Chris, anything else you would like to say? It's your time right now. Okay, thank you very much, and we'll stay in touch. And folks, this has been Thought Bomb Radio, Shock and Awe for the Mind, brought to you by Coalition for Free Thought and Media. And the truth is a virus, infect the world.